Now, if you're looking for something wonderful to do and you're hoping to visit Clonard Monastery, I think Sestina would be a darn good idea. Let me speak to Mark Chambers. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. You are the musical director of something special that's coming to Clonard. Tell me what it is and when it is.
Yeah, I am indeed. It is music for Louis XIV, better known as the Sun King from France, sumptuous music from the Palace of Versailles. It will be sung by 16 young singers of Sestina, and we're going to be joined by 11 fantastic professional musicians playing original instruments or copies of original instruments that would have been heard at the time by Louis XIV himself.
April 26th, fabulous setting at Clonard. How did you come to be there? Because you take this on tour, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, Clonard, we've performed in the last sort of 3 years, and it just struck me as being the perfect sort of backdrop to this incredible music. If you can imagine the Chapel Royal in Versailles, you know, the sumptuous sort of paintings and Baroque sculptures, and Clonard seems to match that. And also then the next day we go to Christchurch in Dublin at 8 o'clock, and then a fantastic new venue for us at St. Peter's and St. Paul's in Cork at 3 o'clock on the Sunday. So we're really excited to bring this music to life, hopefully with the atmosphere of the building really help with that.
And Francesco Giusti is the singer, and Francesco is on the line as well. Morning, Francesco.
Yeah, good morning.
Looking forward to Clonard Monastery. I'm sure you've been singing in some wonderful, wonderful environments.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to be there, and in general to doing this project. The music is incredible. And, also, I'm very much looking forward to seeing at Christchurch Cathedral in Dublin. I'm a member of the choir there, so it's a bit like playing at home for me, but this is a very special occasion also for that, yeah.
And is there something extra special about singing in an ecclesiastical setting? We're looking at pictures of Notre Dame as I speak to you, and how special it was. Did you ever have the opportunity to sing there?
I've visited it, but I've never sung that, unfortunately. So, those images, of course, are very sad. But, this music, like the beauty, like, as you say, of singing in an ecclesiastical environment, especially, I mean, a lot of this music in our program is church music. So it's kind of meant for this setting. It's wonderful to be able to kind of, even in a different context, to recreate this kind of performance. Yeah.
We certainly look forward to hearing you sing, and everyone else who'll be singing with you. When you're putting on something like this, Mark, is it a challenge to make it more exciting than the one that's gone before? Because some of these can be spectacular.
We've been very lucky that we've managed to produce, I think, some really exciting things over the last few 8 years now. Going into this is our ninth year of performing. Last year in particular was a special one. We did a Handel Oratorio Theodora, which was staged. But this is something very different for us. The music is very different. It's music that isn't often heard because it's considered as being sort of quite difficult to perform. The language obviously is the first sort of stepping stone. But I just think that with the young singers I have and the more experienced singers in Sestina that have now been singing with us for 9 years, I really think it's going to be a challenge for us, but also something truly unique. We're trying to explore a whole range of music. So there'll be music from his private chamber, music from the opera of Louis XIV, music from the church, as we've just talked about. So I think people can expect a program of real variety. And if they want to hear a storm, the first representation of a storm in music, then they can come along and hear it in Clonard Monastery. It's a fantastic piece of music.
Invitation well and truly issued, April 26th at Clonard Monastery, playing Dublin and Cork as well. And you can certainly look up the eventbrite.co.uk/music for details on how you might get tickets for that, which will be spectacular. Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. 6 minutes to 12 is the time. The day is nearly away with it here on U105.